systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, July 16th, 2001, and I'm Matt.
And I'm Danny.
And I'm Sean.
And we got a friend of ours. Is your name, can I say your last name on here?
Just call him, is that cool? Just call him the Jarvmeister.
This is Jake Jarvis.
What's up?
Hi, Jake Jarvis. Now, this is kind of weird because there's another podcast I listen to, and the guy's name is Jeff Jarvis, and he has a son whose name is also Jake Jarvis. Is your dad named Jeff?
No.
Are you a computer programmer?
No.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Episode 375, the Friday Night Show. Thank you for joining us. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be joining us. 406-204-4687. Got a phone number. Galactor says Twig. Yes, from Twig. That's weird, right?
I actually like that show.
I love Twig.
Like, I would listen to it when we drove around together.
This week in Google. Good stuff. Yeah, that's blowing my mind. That's awesome. So, you guys... Sean, where have you been? Where have you been, Sean?
Just living the dream, buddy. Living the fucking dream.
We need to wash him and sterilize him.
Oh, I'm so fresh and so clean.
What did you bring back to our kingdom here?
Well, other than the fucking infamous plague.
The plague? Are you sick again?
Just all kinds of bacteria.
I would rather not go through that again, please.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever again. I'm never having that again.
That was pretty
horrible.
Yes,
I am sick, Matt. I got a fever.
Yeah, what do you got a fever for?
The only cure is partying.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. So I heard that we have a new nightclub hotspot.
Have you heard? Have you heard?
Yes, I've heard that there's a new nightclub hotspot that just opened up here.
It's called The Bird.
The Bird.
Yeah.
That would do it if I ever opened up a club. That would be the
bird.
Name of it.
To, like, have you heard?
And you know how, like, on Family Guy, they have the little animated, like, the oyster
bird
thing or something? I'd have, like, a hand and then going down to the bird and then have the bird, like, come out.
Okay.
Oh, it'd be awesome. It'd be so fucking awesome. So how was it?
It was pretty lame at first, but it was off fucking chain. A little later
Did you see the haircut thing? Wasn't there, like, a runway show or some shit?
There was a fashion show, but I didn't watch it.
No?
I went downstairs with the old people and had some drinks.
So what is this place called?
This place is called Club Cali. As
Cali?
In Cali Spell.
Oh, okay. Spelled with a K.
Kalispell, Montana.
Is Club also spelled with a K?
No.
Okay.
They did good there.
Thank you.
So, was it any good? Like, do they have live performers or, like, a DJ or
what
the fuck?
It was pretty good. We had DJ Q, DJ, Sam Dennison, local DJ.
Okay.
Show was promoted by Alex Athey.
Okay.
And he put the whole club thing together and...
You mean he rented out the upstairs of the Eagles Club and then turned it into Club Cali with a C.
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh.
Pretty much.
Does it look any different in there, or is it still the upstairs of the Eagles?
No, it's like all painted. They got tables.
Oh, like they actually did work to it?
They did some work.
Okay,
because
I was thinking it was totally just the upstairs of the Eagles still.
Yeah, because I remember what that looked like, and it was kind of shabby.
It is, but now they got some lights and some fucking tables and chairs.
Well, that is awesome.
So were there, like, bitches dancing on tables and stuff?
There was a lot of girls there.
Yeah?
Dance floor was big. It was packed. There was tons of fucking chicks there.
Is that why you didn't come home last night?
Maybe.
I was worried.
Maybe.
Sick. I was up all night.
Mm. Were you?
Yes.
I bet you
right.
were.
But I was worried.
No,
so
you
what
weren't.
Happened? What happened there?
Well,
did anything happen there at all?
Because
I got a text from you kind of early on, and it said, this is fucking lame, but it's a cool venue. The upstairs of the Eagles.
I'm sure the more he drank and the more bitches that showed up, the better it got.
Okay.
Pretty good by the end of the night.
I also read a Facebook status update from our friend Adam, and he said he was pretty pissed at Alex Athey. He's like, thanks for charging me $5 to just come in and look for 5 minutes. That's like $1 a minute. I didn't want to stay or something. He like just totally told him off over Facebook.
Yeah, oh, he was pretty pissed off about the whole thing.
What was that, the whole thing?
Well, he's been trying to get in there for a few years, I guess. That's what he told me outside.
Oh.
And fucking so. Ooh.
And they gave it to Alex Athey because he's ethnic.
And DJ Q.
You want to know something about Alex Athey?
What's that?
He used to play baseball with me back when we were younger.
Really?
Remember the kind of kids who's like, when they'd strike out, they'd cry, and their dad would come over and be like, "It's not your fault, son. It's not your fault."
Was he one of those?
He was one of those.
Or was that you?
He wasn't. No, I never did that shit. He wasn't as bad as the kids that were like full on one of those, but you know, I saw him cry a couple times. He was all right though.
Well, hopefully he's come a long way.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
He's built Club Cali. This could be the largest club empire.
Well, hey,
I might have to go check it out.
They're open this weekend. They got live music and a rap battle coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, shit, son.
Damn right, shit, son.
I also saw a message about that, and I was like, I don't waste my time with silly freestyle rap battles, but if you want some talent to come rock the crowd, get a hold of us.
So,
well, you should come.
I said, we'll give you a good rate.
You need to come down and videotape me winning that fucking thing.
Yeah?
Because that's what's going to go
down.
I'll do it.
Is that what's for real going to go down?
That is so for real.
Because if that's what's happening, I will be there.
I will win that.
I will stream
dude.
That shit live on good. My droid, motherfucker.
I've always been the best battle rapper.
You better tell them to have good lighting because the droid ain't so hot when it's dark.
Don't worry. They won't need good lighting because I'm going to fucking shine like a motherfucking moon.
We'll just take the Evrio, dude. Jesus it's cool. Christ.
So anyway.
I got a question.
Yes.
So is it 18 up, 21 and up?
21 and up.
21
and up. Grown-ups only.
It's a club. Hello. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. There's clubs all over the place that have 18 and up. And
you know what? Aside from it just being a lame attempt at a club, I saw some shit last night that blew my fucking mind.
Really? Some desensitized shit?
Some funny ass shit.
What did you see?
Well, I'm going to need help from Blue Shirt over there explaining it.
Blue Shirt, Jake Jarvis.
I'm going to go ahead and let him have the mic.
Now, Jake Jarvis, a little background on this gentleman here. I used to work with this guy over at Altel. It's no longer there anymore. That store closed down. It was being managed by a side prostitute. She was a... Do you remember her?
Rebecca?
Yeah, okay, yeah, Rebecca. She,
the meth head, right?
She turned into a prostitute. I saw her, like, a year later when I was working at Anna's delivering food, and she, like, comes in and she's like, "Here's my card, I'm doing massage work, if you know what I mean." And I was like, "Whoa, dude." And she's like, "I need a website built." And I was like, "I'll build it if you, you know, do some massage work." And... She was, like, wearing, like, this little ass... It was disgusting. Like, she's cute when she's covered
happened?
Up, but when you start, like, taking clothes off, she's like, whoa. Like,
So, anyway...
Oh, we found a dead mouse, and we tied a bunch of balloons to it, and we let him fly away. I think that video is still on one of our MySpaces.
It is.
I hated that job. I didn't do any sales. Remember, I went in there, I was like, "I'm just here to make the minimum wage, so you can have any sales." But you also have to deal with the customers. I'm just going to sit here. It was all right. So, what happened last night?
Well, please. At first we're just hanging out with some friends. And then my buddies, Seth the King Cockblock and the Jarvmeister here roll in, wasted as fuck. And I see this guy over here just come out fucking guns blazing.
And by guns you mean...
He was practically raping chicks. He was just cornering chicks against walls and making out with them. Like, pushing them, grabbing them, kissing them, fucking...
Not even being like, "Hi, my name's Jake."
No fucking discretion, just a mad rapist on the loose,
now,
dude.
Now, tell me more about this technique.
Jake, you
know... How many times have you been slapped in the face for just rolling up on a chick?
Never.
You get away with it because of those blue eyes, huh? You just stare at them and you're like, "Sup."
Actually, that's how it's done. You walk up to them real slow, look at them right in the eyes with a cock.
The whole
look.
Time?
The whole fucking time.
With a cock
time.
In your hand?
Well, sometimes.
Well, some- awesome.
But no, you just walk up to them and stare at them, and then lean in, kind of cock your head, and they do the rest of the work.
Really?
Time.
Do they? How many beers deep does this have to be for it to work?
I could do it right now, man.
Do it right awesome. I want to see that so bad. That would be great.
But we actually we drank a couple cases of beer, some tequila, Jack and Cokes and shit. So I was pretty wasted.
So
when we walked
so Jake,
in.
How many chicks did you keep a tally? How many did you make out with and suck face with last night?
At least 3/4 of the bar.
And how many girls was that? That's a true statement. He's not exaggerating. I saw this.
This
shit
is
go
for
down.
Real.
This is straight for real.
Wow.
What would you say? I would say probably at least 12.
How many phone numbers did you get in your pocket when you woke up this morning hungover as fuck?
I don't know. I haven't looked. Let me check.
Check. Now, while he was going up just like straight up molestering chicks, what were you doing? Were you in the cut? Cold chilling it? Lyrical. Talking to you, bud.
Man,
Turn the chat off if you can't focus. Lyrical.
I was just laid back. I just kind of blank out when you start talking.
That's
I know
fine.
It's going to be a while until I get
just
to
have an answer.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Holy shit, he wasn't fucking around.
No, this guy, he probably has fucking mono. He probably does, dude. No, we're just chilling there, and these guys roll in, and he is just making out with everybody. Fucking female friends, old fucking girlfriends.
How many is that?
Other people's fucking girlfriends.
Like 3 or 4.
3 or 4? Huh.
I got a lot more on my Facebook when I woke up this morning.
Nice. That's an interesting technique. Now, did you try to mimic this technique, Sean?
No, I wasn't on the hunt that night.
Oh, really? Were you with a beast?
No, I was there.
To keep with the hunt?
I was there hanging out with a friend who was leaving today, actually. Left this morning from Missouri.
Care to blow up his spot on the show? What's his name?
Her name is Chandra, and you know her.
Oh, she's leaving?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Her and her sister, her sister's boyfriend.
She was next on my list, damn it.
Oh.
Ever since you told me what you told me, I've been like really, really perplexed.
Well,
and really curious.
Let's just keep that all
as
in the
to
DM,
what that looks
you know
like.
What I'm saying?
Okay, so.
You know what I'm saying.
Did you guys close the bar? As
a little bit. I left at 1:30.
Nice.
Yeah, I did that.
They all stayed there, I think.
Louder, Jake, they say.
Yeah, I did that.
There you go. Okay. All right. So, where was the after party?
There was none. I don't know. I didn't go.
Jake, where was the after party?
There was one in Whitefish at my buddy Braden's house, actually. Wasn't bad.
You know a Braden, too?
Oh, yeah. I know quite a few.
Really? Braden's? Wow. I thought there was only one. Huh.
No, they're mainly Canadian.
Oh.
The Braden's.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So, Jake, what was it like making out with several different chicks that I had sex with?
And what, Jake, more importantly, what does Sean's cock taste like?
Yes.
Oh, inappropriate. But go ahead.
Well,
I'm very uncomfortable.
What was it like? I mean, I'm sure you kiss any girl, somebody's cock residue is up in there.
Oh,
unless they're, you know, they're your girlfriend or something. And then it's your own.
Right.
Yeah, right.
There's always a little bit of cock
unless
residue.
Unless your girlfriend might happen to be her, then maybe not.
Maybe a little bit still lingering.
Your
you
lips
know.
Never tasted like cock, Dana.
You know, Sean, obviously it felt
yeah,
right, man.
It felt right.
It felt
wow,
right.
Wow, that pause.
Did you give him the big okay? Did you like warn him like
no, I just sat back don't... and watched it. I thought oh, it was man. Fucking hilarious.
That's so awesome.
And then at the end of the night, one of the girls he was trying to make, or he made out with, sorry, actually made out with her and her friend.
Nice.
At the same time.
Was a chick
of course.
that I have a history with, you know, and stuff, and recently. She like that, and she came up to me. She also made out like 6 other dudes, by the way.
Oh, well, I would expect nothing
yeah.
less.
And she came up and tried to make out with me, and can you guess what I did?
You pushed her down?
I said, no.
No, ho.
No.
Did you raise your hand? Like,
Lyrical, don't do that.
I ain't double dipping, ho.
Go over there to the fucking Jarvmeister and get your mono on.
Oh, get your mono on.
No, dude, his technique works. As far as picking up chicks,
now,
or at least making out with hookers, it works.
We have a couple chicks in the chat. We have a lot of gorgeous listeners. We have a chick here. Chicks in the chat, chick here. What would you do if a dude came up to you and was just straight up like, this is what's happening?
Now, depending on how much drugs I've had.
Or
how
he's offering.
Dude.
Right.
I would have
right.
to be really fucked up to just go with that.
Really?
Yeah. See, I'm totally different.
You know,
if
you,
a chick came
hold
up
on,
to
hold
me.
Hold on. You have to chat him up a little bit. Come on now,
nah.
man.
I don't know.
You do.
I think as soon as you open your mouth, you cock block yourself, Sean.
By a little bit, I mean like 3 or 4 seconds.
Oh, word. Like, hey, what's up?
No. Jake says no, not even that long.
Not for me.
You just walk up and fucking stick your head right against theirs and fucking open your mouth, and they'll do the rest usually.
A lot of chicks, yeah, they're going out to the bar to have fun and stuff, and that's what they're doing. What?
Amesby says, if I had watched him do it with half the bar before me, I'd tell him to fuck off.
Probably.
I think only one girl told him to fuck off, actually.
And BK says, laugh and turn the cold shoulder. And Amham says, chick here. You're not a chick, Amham.
Dude.
What was Boo Boo Kitty Bitch say?
Huh?
I was curious what Amham's Kitty Bitch said.
But, dude, I'm totally different than those chicks. Come on. It wouldn't happen.
You're not up in the club with a bottle full of bubbles?
No, I was out fishing all day for 6 hours.
Yeah,
you fucking stink,
and I hope your pussy doesn't smell anything like the rest of you, because that's fucking disgusting.
What's the matter? It's not being used.
That's fine. I'm just saying, I hope it doesn't. Doesn't it smell like
fish anyway?
You need to get that checked out. It shouldn't.
I changed.
It shouldn't.
Oh, damn.
I changed my clothes, okay? Well, I changed my hat.
Hold on a sec here.
Please.
I can see why that technique works and why it works on almost every woman.
Because
in the heat of the moment, when somebody's adrenaline gets going, they're liable to do some crazy shit.
Right.
And when some dude
you're
a chick and some dude just walks up to you, fucking give you the look and, like, you know, little pretty boy motherfucker.
There has to be some initial attraction.
And just
grabs you
like a man and says, hey, I'm going to fucking kiss you now.
If they're not attracted,
your heart might get a little pumping, you know?
It's a shallow attraction, though. It's got to be like a first reaction. Chick's hot. Boom. Done.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I wanted, though.
Into the mic. That's all he wanted, though. Okay.
Dude, you know the one guy that I bet you could pull it off with me? Maybe?
Who? Me?
I know. No, the dude Sphinx.
Who?
Sphinx.
Okay.
Sphinx?
I have no idea who that is. The ancient Egyptian
monolith. Minx,
and Nickel B, the rappers.
Sphincter? The tall dude in the plaid.
Right.
The tall dude is Nickel B.
Oh, is he?
Actually.
Yes. Are you
together,
sure?
Yes.
They are the Minx.
Minx is the ball guy.
Or the Lynx.
They're both kind of hot, but I don't know. Depending on how much I had to drink, maybe. They're pretty hot. I don't know. I just don't.
So you have to be a rapper of hot status.
Well, I mean, that's why we're so popular, Matt.
Clearly.
Sex appeal is a big part of the
And we know how to work a keypad.
For sure.
Am I right or am I right?
I can type some lyrics. You don't even know.
That's right. It's all about.
Sorry. Doesn't work on me. I'm sorry.
Can I say something?
No.
Say something, please.
All right. So last night, it was all about just going to the bar and having a good time.
Right.
And
kissing chicks.
Well, and I did other things with them, too, right in front of everybody.
No, he just kissed them.
No. Yeah.
Okay, he did. He groped him.
This is live, by the way. Once this is out there, it's out there. So
it's good, man.
That's fine. It's all good.
It was all about having a good time. The girls were down with it. You know, it was fun. They were having fun, and I was having fun.
They were having fun.
It sounds like a good vibe.
At the end of the night, when he was like, well, I'm going home, see you later, and went to drive home drunk, like 5 or 6 chicks came out of the woodwork like, no, Jay, you come stay at my house, me and my friend.
Hey, ladies, I'll see you hoes later. Oh, Jake, wait.
Oh, we're not worthy.
Oh, no. Now what are we going to do, girls? Lesbian party? Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad you ended up having a good time and whatnot. I watched the movie Repo Men. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Repo Men? No. It's pretty cool. I have to say...
Who's in it?
I don't know. Two words, dude. Dream job.
Dream job.
Right. Do you know what the movie's about at all? The whole mechanical body parts thing? We loan them to you. You make payments. You can't make a payment. We come and repo our shit back. Basically, what that entails is a highly trained gentleman and a taser that he shoots at you. You get knocked unconscious. While you're unconscious, he says, I'm supposed to, by law, ask you if you would like me to have an ambulance here. No reply. Okay. Declined. And then he takes the organs and the person dies.
Sounds pretty effective.
Very effective.
Sounds like an effective system.
Very effective. Until, plot twist, spoiler alert,
until
your... The one that misses the payment.
Ooh.
And then they come after you. But it's cool because you're highly trained. You kill them all. Almost.
Sounds like a sweet movie.
Pretty sweet movie. Even better job. That would be my dream job, to just roll up into places fully packed with heat, just like tasing fools, cutting them open, taking my property and getting paid. It's like Counter-Strike. I've trained for this
job.
You'd
be living in a video game.
Selling weed or repoing body parts. I've been training for both jobs. So, hey, this morning I met... Have you ever heard of Two Hip Bikes? It's a BMX freestyle bike company.
No.
Okay, well...
Not really into that BMX
okay,
stuff.
Well, I kind used to dork. Be when I was a kid. Anyway, oh. They had their RV tour thing, like, parked in our office parking this morning. And, like, my friend, like, went in there and was like, you know, you guys need to move this. And it ended up being all the, like, Two Hip Bike-sponsored guys that ride and get paid to ride. And, like, there, it was, like, a bunch of, like, stoner-ass kids.
Didn't you just get your bike back?
Yes.
Are you happy?
Can you ride your bicycle with no handlebars?
No.
I can.
Oh, God.
I cannot.
Why can't you make music like that, Sean?
I don't know.
Is that complex to the other side?
I don't know. I'm stuck in limbo.
Really?
In that transition between shitty rap and less shitty rap.
So anyway, I met them and I asked them if they had their card because they all look like stoners. And they were like, hell yeah, we got our cards. We're from
Cali, son. A bunch of bikers?
BMX, Flatland, Freestyle,
Ramp. Oh, okay.
Shit, they're on tour.
Those are always potheads.
Making a movie, a DVD, and yeah. So, yeah. So I was like, best weed in the valley, if you got your card, go to the helping center.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. Such good weed.
Were they like, oh,
they're
like,
good weed.
And then they were like... They're like, is this your car? I was like, yeah. They're like, we saw it yesterday and we took a picture of it because it had jam hole stickers on it.
What?
I was like, whoa, dude.
Nice.
Okay. So, did you like give them a card and be like, hey,
guys. Yes.
This is what I do.
Two Hip Bikes.
I want right.
I want to get paid to do something like that.
Yeah, I'd like to get
can you,
paid.
You got to be able to do something like that first.
I could be the camera guy. How fucking hard is that?
You can make the website.
Fuck, there you go.
Maybe you want to do the
announcer.
You want to do video editing?
No.
That would drive you insane.
I know a guy, though.
Send it to McNally.
Hey, McNally, I got a new job. You're hired.
Hey.
I'm a video editor. You're going to be my video editor.
I'll pay you $1 a video.
I'll pay you. You like doing this. That's your payment.
Anyway.
So, did you guys know we have a monastery here?
A what?
Really?
A real monastery.
Where?
Over on...
Kiennes?
No, it's in town. There? No, it's in town. It's right off, like, where you're going on Main Street, and then you turn to go up to Lawrence Park and shit. It's right on that side road there. Hmm. And the guy that runs it is this big, fat, child molester looking, not saying that, you know... Not saying anything.
Well, just come out swinging already on the poor guy.
I'm just saying he looks like a chomo.
He's just trying to run a monastery. Fuck.
That's weird, though. It's his house.
Well.
And in front, he has a little sign that says, God bless. And this is parking for the monastery only. And there's a picture of him on the parking sign, like a cartoon, like a big fat, like Friar Tuck.
What exactly makes it a monastery?
The sign in front that says welcome to the monastery parking sign in front of that.
Do monks live there?
He lives there and he has a robe and the tonsure.
And he's a monk.
And yes.
Hmm.
But I think it's a ploy. I think...
Does anybody else live there?
I've never seen anyone else there.
Hmm.
But I think that we could go there.
Maybe he's just crazy.
I think we could go there and be like, brother... And totally pretend like we're monks. And like be like...
Because we look like fucking monks.
Well, we would, obviously. We'd have our makeup guy and costumes designer hook it up. But we could go in there and be like, you know, we're on a tour. A monastery. A monasterical tour, if you will.
You know what I should do?
What?
Dress up like a total fucking whore and go in there and be like, I'm so lost. I need your help.
And then see if he fucking takes
you down.
I don't
even have a place to stay. Can I please be a part of your monastery?
I'm a good monk. I like monkeys.
I'll do anything.
I could totally. And then see if he really has a dungeon, because I bet he does.
That'd be awesome.
I bet he fucking
does. We should
do
that, and that's what we need the pinhole camera for, so thejamhole.com/donate, please.
Well, I just gotta say, that was some pretty good acting.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
You know.
Good Valley
comes
girl.
Comes from the heart.
She's been acting a long time.
I bet. Probably in that voice, too.
Julia. I thought I saw your name in the credits of To Catch a Predator once. Weird.
Anyway.
So, September 25th. You guys want to do the second annual Jam Hole Live Audience Party show camping
week. I'm down.
Are you down?
I'm down.
Sean?
When is it?
September 25th. It's a Saturday.
Put his ass on crowd cam, because our crowd cam guy last time sucked.
He'll do it again, but he won't. I'm going to give him a tripod this year.
Give him a
maybe.
Heading.
Are we going to do a rap performance, too?
No, the thing is, we can't. We can only do talk stuff there, because the hotel, we can't have like loud music and shit.
Unless we do it.
Because we partied in the restaurant till like 4 in the morning. This is what can expect here. A bunch of weed, a bunch of booze, a bunch of us.
Bunch
partying,
of pizza.
Liquor.
A bunch of food. Partying in the restaurant and then camping in Glacier Park and whatnot. So, if you guys want to come down, we're going to do that September 25th. And then the week before that, see, if you want to stay the week, September 18th is the Hotbox Live show, Roach Meat.
Oh, you guys are going to do that?
Yeah, we're doing it. It's planned. Okay. It's being planned. Booths are sold.
Do I have to go there and watch the shop for that?
What?
Her shop.
I don't know yet. No, that's for Hempfest.
Oh.
And I'm not sure yet.
You guys are already going to do a live episode?
Yes. We're going to do a Cannabis Cup, Hemp Fest, Compton Swap Meet, Roach Meet type of thing.
And where is that going to be at?
At Smokers Friendly, September 18th.
A festival of sorts.
It will be a festival
of all
sorts.
Well, let me know, and I'll see if I can come record it for you.
I will juggle fire. It's going
to
be epic.
You're going to have to move a bunch of shit.
I am really worried that we're not going to have enough room now because of how many people are like, dude, this is going to be so awesome. I'm like, all right.
For which one?
Huh?
Both?
The hotbox one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I hope we have enough room. We only have half an acre, but it'll be cool. And we're going to wrap there and have other stuff.
Well, even if you don't have enough room, it's going to be pretty cool because people are going to be crammed in there.
It'll be great either
way.
Any
of those, it was rumored that maybe one or two of the Bad Dog guys might be there.
Oh, yeah?
Is that true since you're throwing this together?
I don't know. I haven't heard that. But
what about Guy Blow? I mean, Shiloh.
I don't know. Should we set up a big like rap battle shoot off?
No, I think we should just have some rap.
I think
some background noise.
We can
let
them open for us if you want to.
You should get Shiloh Goley up there. I mean, fuck it, dude.
Fuck it, dude. Yeah. I'll get you up.
Let's get Papa Pill to open up.
He goes,
fuck you guys.
He left me a comment today, by the way, on my MySpace. MySpace.com.
What did it say?
The Jam Hole Podcast.
You still checked that
it
thing?
It said, no, well, it emails? Sends me emails, yeah. It said, hey, thanks for the ad. Go check out my new music page or something.
Something he sent to like
100
other people.
I got that too. He's like, hey, thanks for the ad. Album's almost done.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. It's like, dude, I'm on that album. I know. Okay, I know. Well, like half that fucking album.
Way to be on top of it. I appreciate that.
That's pretty. I'm kind of excited for our second live episode.
Yeah,
that's
I talked to David today from Anna's. I was like, so we're kind of just talking about this, but can we do this again?
I think it's a good idea.
Yes, we can.
We brought him a lot of business. One, we had the place hopping the whole fucking time
till 4 a.m.
Yeah,
sucker.
Dude, it was a fucking party, dude.
I love knowing people that own a restaurant.
And then
it's gonna be so great.
It's cool because it's exactly a year later.
Right.
The only thing is it's gonna be exactly like last time because you know how we had to do an off show.
My dick's healed this time. It's going to be totally different.
Oh, yeah. Your dick was all fucked up.
It was
up
all fucked. My shit was so fucked up.
Anyway, last time, dude, we had to do an off show just so we would have the 250 show land on the 25th.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck what episode number it is this time.
Well, we're going to have to do an off show again.
Why?
Because it falls on a Saturday.
Don't give a shit. That's the Friday
you're just gonna,
show.
If you have the Hotbox podcast live show or whatever, I think we should skip that Friday show.
Thank you.
And we should just do the Saturday.
Okay.
So.
Good idea. Glad I thought of it like a week ago. Thanks.
Fuck you. Sorry.
No,
I haven't been here. I don't live here anymore.
I don't fuck you anymore.
I don't get your sweet nothings in my fucking ear anymore.
They were really nothing.
Yeah, no.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
You know, so, I gotta say,
it was, hey, I need to fuck.
I gotta say that the drama's just gotten more saucy and playful now. It's not as an observer, it's not like
of
your guys' progressive stages in your D relationship. I've seen it now. It's pretty funny. It's cool now. It's like
you guys are
brother and sister or something.
Just wait until my drugs wear off and I really get pissed. So.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Nah, dude. So, cool. It's fine.
So, hey, really? You know we still have mice in the wall. Weren't they supposed
to... You know what, dude? I heard them in my fucking bedroom the other day.
You're welcome.
Bullshit.
In my ceiling and
bullshit.
In my fucking wall, dude.
That was my last gift to you, is not staying for the fucking
dude. You know what my last gift for you was?
What?
I don't know. It doesn't show up in tests for 2 to 4 months, but month 5, you be sure to let me know how that's going for you.
Yeah, because I've only screwed one dude in the last 2 years, so... And I'm clean. You
they're supposed
might not
to
be
dead by now. That's what I heard, right? Four to 6 days?
We were guaranteed pretty much they're supposed to be dead.
We should, for one, take the decon back and probably write a nasty letter to those faggots.
Well, you put it in the wrong spot, dude. Well, like, they're going to get all the way over there.
He actually put him in the wrong spot, dude. He was spoon-feeding it down the fucking hole.
That was your fucking idea, dude.
The fucking downstairs guy comes up. He's like, I'm going to just put a mouse trap in here anyway. You let me know when it catches a mouse. Day what? For that, still no fucking mouse? Like I told you that they're not in the house, they're in the walls?
Now,
yeah, no one listens to me.
Now, did an exterminator actually show up the day I was supposed to? Oh,
yes,
okay.
And he did not come into the house like he should have because of you. Thank you, fuck you.
Dude, I had to go. I had shit to do.
You should have left the door unlocked like I told you to.
I forgot. I was... Of course. Whatever. I had a bunch of shit on my mind, dude. I was, like, crying my eyeball. I'm leaving the guy I fucking love.
Okay, well, I have an idea of what we're going to do what this guy did here. Cottage Grove, Oregon. A man filed a $146,000 lawsuit against a pest control company, claiming he suffered hearing loss when a worker used explosives... to remove rodents on his neighbor's property.
Nice.
We need explosives.
Exactly.
Just get an air gun and peel that panel back.
We need someone else
and
to set.
Let me
sit
here.
An air gun? Hold on.
I don't know what that means.
One of those little air gun, you know, air BB gun, dude?
Oh, you want to just shoot them?
Yeah, just let me sit right here. You guys peel that back and I'll just
As
have a
they
field
run
day.
Out, just like, doof.
Dude, I'll have
and
a field
the
day.
And then the cat can get any leftovers?
Yeah.
I
that
suppose.
You miss?
I won't miss.
Yeah, with a BB gun.
The cat will clean up any
I'm awesome
strays.
With a BB gun, dude.
You need a shotgun BB gun for mice, I think. They're like little, like, skeet targets. They move quick. You need a spray, not just one bullet. It's like trying to shoot birds.
You need a slug to take
so you
down
want me to,
a load
you need,
that
you
big.
You need some buckshot. Is
so
what
you want
I,
me to blow a hole through the floor.
Right.
Let's not do that. A BB gun wouldn't penetrate anything else besides the mouse.
I think we need someone else to set the charges, though, so that we can file our own $146,000 lawsuit.
Hmm.
You know what? How about after the show, we just all... peel that thing back and just
I'm gonna just
those
punch
fuckers.
A fucking hole in that thing. I
I've got
swear
my
to,
tool bags.
Every time I hit
so
it.
So I can call you a child when you punch through a wall?
No, because I'm doing it not because I'm angry, but because there are mice on the other side of that wall. You punched a much stronger wall because you're a childish bitch. So, basically is what that.
At least I didn't hit you.
No,
okay?
Because I would have killed you.
No, because I was feeling
spokesman
nice.
Spokesman Ben Johnson declined to comment when contacted. The complaint says he suffered from continuing ringing and buzzing in his ears. That's kind of the same thing, dude. This is like Chinese fucking water torture here, hearing them in there with their little fucking mouse
you know what?
Music.
And it... When I was still here, dude, it annoyed the fuck out of me when we're sitting here watching something
all
together and you just fucking hit the wall. You're like, shut the fuck up.
All
that
I
is
hear.
Annoying, more annoying than
it's
the mice themselves.
It's all I
you
hear.
You know, and it doesn't just sound like they're just moving around. They're
no,
up to some shit
they're
back
building
there. They're doing
a church.
Something.
A they're church. Building a church. I heard them singing hymns the other day.
Really?
Yes.
Well, dude, I had a...
I hope they don't bomb the fucking mice in my wall.
You know...
over religious differences.
Your followers and my followers.
Yeah. Get a fucking war.
I have the hand of God just smacking the fucking wall. Oh, God.
Well, dude, when I had a snake, I
Whoa!
Raised...
We could put a snake in there.
Maybe.
Yeah, but
dude.
Then we'd have a big fat fucking snake in there.
That's fine.
Dude, it depends, though, if those
I'd
are rats or if they're mice.
Snakes are quieter than the mice, regardless.
No,
so.
But they can kill the snake.
Well, then...
You're going to have to put a few in there.
I'll put a whole bunch. I'll get a king fucking
but
cobra and
when
put
I
that
had
ass
a, when
in
I
there.
Had a snake,
scorpions,
I had a big ass
dude.
Snake.
Scorpions. We'll drop some scorpions
no,
back
No, I think they would be even more loud, because they're like nature's little tanks.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, they could definitely
that's
kill some
zoo,
mice.
That's what my zoo card said.
I mean, they'd be pissed off. They'd just be stabbing away like they're fucking Jack the Ripper. Just bam, bam, bam. Fucking killing mice left and
so,
right.
So, when I had this snake, I had a 7-foot red-tailed boa. I used to raise rats to feed it, dude. And it
Can
only
you say
takes...
it like, I used to raise rats?
Hit ahead.
Well, actually, I didn't start it on purpose.
Down on the bayou?
I actually got a 2-for-1 or something, and I was like,
oh,
cool.
A twofer.
Yeah, I was like, cool. You know, I'll have you know, I won't have to buy a rat next month. Whatever, cool.
Amham says yes, get a snake.
And then, like, 3 weeks later, I had seven little tiny pink things in this cage. I was like, what the fuck? And
the snake gave birth to mice.
No. Nope.
That is a beautiful story.
No. Wow. I tried to feed the pregnant ones to the snake just so I wouldn't have so many fucking rats. But, dude, I just want to say that they fucking take, like, 2-3 weeks to multiply, and they have, like, litters of 9 to 12.
I've been hearing them fuck. Thank you.
Yeah.
Decon is rat
And, dude,
rat
even
Viagra,
with a
thanks.
Big snake, dude, if it doesn't get it right and the rat fucking gets its teeth into its head, it will fucking kill it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Scared the shit out of me once. My snake was very expensive.
Nah.
I almost cried.
Nah.
And now it's with somebody
So, I
else.
Don't know, dude. What are we going to do about this?
Peel that wall back.
Well, that would
Give
be...
Give me BB gun.
You know what we should? We should peel the wall back.
Peel
and you know
the wall
what?
Back.
We should
and
have
just
something.
Some,
hey,
some
let's just peel
cleaning.
The wall back, get some clubs and fucking potato
Whoa.
Sacks, and we'll
whack-a-mole.
Just go to fucking town,
Can
dude.
We play whack-a-mole?
We'll just crush every
You know what,
fucker,
though?
Dude.
Regardless of what we do, we have to film it for thejamhole.com/YouTube.
Fucking A.
Fucking mice.
Could be like one of them crazy Irish holidays where they...
We could get
rats
on
or snakes or something.
Our rat stomping shoes, and we could just stomp on them,
like in the old country.
Be like
right.
clubbing okay. baby seals,
to
but
George
rats.
Clinton's 1972 hit "Stomp."
Now I'm curious Fucking if they're it. Rats
stomp,
or mice.
Stomp, stomp.
Oh god, I can't wait. I know. What do you think they are? Pack rats, maybe.
Maybe. Dude, pack rats are
might,
huge.
I think they're ferrets.
They might be rats because the ones in my wall sounded pretty.
They
fucking
might be
big.
Baby chihuahuas, and there might be a giraffe.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I think they're mice.
All right.
Could
well,
be a bear man pig.
Could be a Whoa.
But a little one.
I'm never sleep. I don't even like my back to man bear pig.
No. No,
it's
pig bear man.
Touch guys. Bear. It's man bear pig.
Burger sent this story into us. This is pretty awesome, especially because of where it happened.
Oh, it's
in,
not porn? Like,
Montcalm. No, Burger actually sent in like a story with words
oh.
and shit.
Hey, thanks, man.
I mean, he did also send in some porn.
Oh.
And
oh.
I'm
is
not.
Our Stumble account still
it
like completely
packed to the gills?
Have we even looked
there,
at that?
Yes, check this out. I sat there the other day for like an hour, and it's
still
at 99.
Hit, oh
it's,
god,
yeah,
dude,
it's fucking full.
Burger, you bastard!
No, that's cool, man. That gives me shit to do when I'm bored. If only Stumble would create an Android app.
It's
hey,
all right.
Stumble.
The only reason something. I let it go is because Burger has really pretty eyes.
That's right, and good taste in porn. Thank you.
Just really pretty eyes.
Four kids are recovering after being struck by lightning in Montcalm County, Michigan.
Wait, what?
It happened at a church camp in Richland Township. The kids were on a baseball field standing under umbrellas when a severe storm hit.
Nice.
It was near the second base, that four children attending Rock Lake Bible Methodist Church were hit by the lightning just after it started to rain.
Nice.
At church camp, struck down by God's essence.
God Almighty. Maybe they're like, it's a sign, he touched us.
Now
we're
all
blessed.
Dead.
We lived through it, no. even though I can't see out of this eye, and this arm's fucked up, and I'm bald on this side. And
the 14-year-old said the thunder was really loud, and the thing that struck them was huge, said some chick. It was very shiny.
That's
and it
what
was,
she said.
Yeah. It was very shiny, and it was really close to the people. Dershy was in a nearby camper when she saw the lightning strike beside Charity Tucker and Ashley Elliott.
Now, did it hit them directly, or did it just hit the ground?
Your name is Charity? Charity Tucker?
I've known some chicks named Charity.
Wow.
And you know what? They are a charity.
But were their last names Tucker? That just completes it.
Charity Tucker.
I don't know.
Like a...
The last chick I knew named Charity totally...
Transvestite.
She was like a charity.
Anyway.
For, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so did it hit him directly?
Oh, and her friend's brother and sister, Noah and Mahal Drake.
Nice.
Oh, religious people are so silly. Quote, when we opened up the door, you could just smell the burn. It was
nice.
Like we were in hell all of the sudden. When everyone realized the kids had been hit, adults and children both ran to help.
Now...
We're gonna
Did
help.
It hit the ground and just disperse between
I
like four kids?
I hope it just fucking strike them
because,
down.
Because, you know, when I was in a boat and shit and I had my hand on the throttle and the lightning hit like next to my boat, it came up
arc.
Through the engine and
right.
hit me in the hand on the throttle.
It
that
was
shit
wet.
Knocked
it
me the fuck
like,
down.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it
quote,
sucked.
They were trying to like keep ice all over them, like, and that's what I like was supposed to do, said camper
like,
Eli.
Oh God.
They're all named after, and I mean, I get it, me and my brother are too, but that's just so weird when there's like a whole camp full of them. You have like the whole Bible there.
Yeah, but Matt
Malachi and my
church camp. Oh yeah,
dude. Matt and Mark is way more like normal.
Hey, you know
like,
what though? Everyone always used to say, "Where's Luke and John?" Blah blah.
My brother's name is Matt.
Yeah,
I am. And I also wanted to add that lightning is made of electricity.
And I heard that lightning also crashes.
Thanks.
Some say it comes up out of the earth.
That is a big negative, Ghost Rider. No.
You know how like when it goes across the sky and it doesn't even touch the ground?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, supposedly some lightning strikes. When the lightning strikes, a little bit comes out of the ground and meets it, like slightly above the ground.
I could see that, maybe.
Jake says it's a static shock.
Thanks, Jake. But not because... I'm sorry, we don't have four mics. What we do, we just don't have a mixer that supports it.
Yeah.
So,
it's all right.
Tough shit.
TheJamHole.com/donate.
Got it easy.
If you donate, I'm not going to buy a new mixer. This mixer is
just fine. How about
just
send
fine.
Us a new mixer?
No, I don't want a new mixer.
No, you
I
wouldn't
mean,
want a
I
big
would,
ass
I mean,
one?
If it's free, I mean...
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say, like, no. Definitely not going to send it back. But.
Someone's calling me.
Yeah, answer
yeah,
it. Put
I don't
it on speakerphone.
No.
Who is it?
I have no idea.
Ooh. Three of the children were taken by ambulance to the hospital while the hardest hit by the lightning, Noah, of course, was taken by Aeromed to the children's hospital. He is in serious condition, but it's okay because God will heal all. Quote, we're going to try to pray for them, like, about their wounds and stuff, and, like, for life, for them to get back here. Thanks. Amen.
Yeah, I think God was pissed because they're not doing it right.
Lightning crash! Oh, God. Do you remember Live? Liv? What was their name? Live?
I don't know.
Live.
Liv.
I think Live.
Liv?
Or maybe it was Levé. It was like some French name.
Oh, I
no idea.
Levé?
He looked kind of French.
Mm.
Do you remember that guy? Do you remember that music video?
I
remember
think so.
Sitting home watching that garbage.
I don't know.
Have you ever sent... a racy text to the wrong person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everyone? Everyone?
Okay. Yes. Guilty.
Yeah, I've got a few, like, same names.
In the last week.
No.
Okay. Good.
Hey, Amham says
have you
the
received...
blue shirt guy has anxiety issues. Please make him feel more comfortable. Sorry. Go ahead.
You're one of us. No, I'm kidding.
There you go.
But what? No, not... I've received some this week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any pictures or just text?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, if you get a picture and you get a text, what turns you on more being a female?
Hmm.
Would you say the text or would you say the picture?
Depends on what they say in the text and
exactly.
depends on what the picture looks like.
But more so, you would rather have text than a picture because you're a girl and
no.
women... Really?
See, they got to be texting me, and then I'm going to be like, all right, dude.
Like something, though. No, but let's say, like, texting, like something good. Like, you're writing a fucking romance novel here.
Well, I'd probably do what I did with you
in
the beginning.
You sensitive faggot?
Probably. I was pretty drunk. I was like, fuck off, dude.
Matt, were you a sensitive faggot at some point?
Perhaps. Amesby says, read them to us, the text. Do
what?
You have them?
No. No, I'm not gonna.
You don't
Come
have
on.
Any racy texts.
Come on, read one.
No,
I'll read one of mine if you read one.
No,
of yours.
I don't want to hear yours.
I don't think I have any. I do all my shit face to face. If
oh.
you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Something along
I
the lines
walked in
of
on
like
it the other night.
Something along the lines. If you would give me the chance, I could
oh,
show
I
you what I would do,
you
and blah blah
so
blah.
Hard.
You
I
know
bet.
What? Holding out is proving. To be more fun.
You can actually get them to give you anything you want, including money and or gifts.
Uh-huh.
Flights. Trips.
I'll just be a total cock tease, dude.
Do it.
It's kind of working out nicely right now.
And then come here
right
and
now.
Make fun of them all so that every guy hates you and you're forced to be a dyke.
Nah.
Like you were designed
I can just
to
move
be.
To another state. It's cool.
Okay.
No, but yeah, I don't know. Like... I've been getting hit on and stuff and getting
Good.
Pictures and text messages.
Are you eating?
I ate.
Did you keep it today? Inside of you until it was ready to come out normally, not expressway?
Yeah, I have to make this thing in the morning. It's like all fruit based and shit. And like I just kind of...
Just in pure nutrients? You're on like the astronaut
kinda.
Diet?
It's like a cup of shit.
All this from a breakup. That's amazing.
And I just chug it.
Hey, it happens, man.
I have the power!
It happens. I just, Danny, I know.
I just chug it, and I have to sit there and, like, hold my breath and, like, hold my nose.
Can we all hug?
So I don't puke.
We have, no, can the three of us have a big group hug?
Shut up, Sean.
Four of us now, but sure.
And well, he's not in the, you know, you. The moment.
Oh,
here,
well,
you
of
know.
Course not.
But, we're in.
Right.
Dude, I'm pretty much over it. Yeah, I'm still a little butthurt, but I'm not like,
MM says ever whatever. Since the breakup, Danny is really sparking up. Hate her pain. Appreciate her effort. Hey, A for effort, babe.
Cool.
X, babe.
A plus, plus, plus.
Awesome.
But,
we'll do business with again after she's not nuts anymore. Check.
I'm not nuts. Anyway, dude, I'm okay and everything. I just can't get my appetite back. It's because I didn't eat for so long.
Well, maybe that's for the best.
Well, no, I didn't eat for so long that my stomach isn't used to having anything in it.
Right. So,
and
it's
so
like
when I put something,
big?
Yeah. And
you should just start a strict diet of just semen and cock.
That's why they say fasting is good for your, you know, your metabolism, because that's
right.
What it does. You fast for,
well,
a day
and you
or
force
two,
your body
then
to get, and like, you have energy stored up. Your body just chooses not to use it. When you fast, you force your body into using.
My
that
body
stored up
ate
energy.
The fuck out of everything else I had.
I see that. It's going to start eating your tits pretty soon. You better be careful.
No, you know what? I was really surprised. I was like, all right, you know, I had a little bit of chub before. I'm like, you know, most of the time, chunkier chicks, when they lose weight, they lose their boobs too. Or they
sometimes
lose like some
that
of
will
it.
Happen, yeah.
I was
yeah.
really hoping for that. Totally didn't happen.
Really?
They just look
Are you
huger.
Sick of them? They're getting huger.
They no, do look huger.
I'm, pretty soon you're going to have to
the
get
same
a breast
size.
Reduction.
They're the same size.
It's the
but
bra,
since,
you fucking liar.
What? No.
Women lie with their bras.
You've
oh,
seen.
Yeah.
And their eyes.
You've seen my chesticles, okay?
And their vaginas. Women lie right out of their vaginas sometimes. Jake knows what I mean.
No, but, dude, they're the same size, just the stomach's in a little bit further, so it makes them look bigger.
Amesby says, blue shirt is totally checking her tits out. I think we were all totally checking her tits out. I mean,
kind
come on.
Of, yeah, you know.
Sean was like, dude, your
until
tits
you
look
see,
huge today.
It was a conversation piece, you know. It's like, dude, tits look bigger than normal.
Your
what's up with that?
Hi, Dana, how are you? Good, how are you? Oh, well, I'm good, but your tits look bigger than normal. You know, they look good until you see that she's wearing a Trans Am shirt, and then you're like, oh, total dyke.
Hey.
And then you run away.
I had a Trans
Indie
Am.
Indie rock
Of
chick.
Course you did.
I got this shirt when I had my Trans Am,
Of course
okay?
you did.
Dude, fuck you. I'm not a dyke.
I know.
I really don't like vagina, okay? I actually tried to ask somebody that likes vagina how they
what
acquire...
vagina's like?
No, how they acquire the taste
it's
for vagina.
It's a long, drawn-out process because
and
you're women,
like,
and anything women do is a long, drawn-out, painful process.
She was like, you know, boobs are really cool, chicks are hot and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I think chicks are hot and everything, and I can have an appreciation
Amen.
For other
Fucking
women
them.
Being hot.
Right.
But... And she was like, them. When it comes to the vagina, it's a...
I know, pussies are gross. Women, what the fuck? Clean up your...
Well,
pussies
no, like,
gross.
Even for me, dude, if I were to...
I gotta say, man, I kind of like eating pussy. I just want that to go on record.
Me too. Cheers.
Well, you know, naturally...
As long as it's clean pussy.
I mean a lot.
Oh, God.
Email info at thejamhole.com if you need your pussy licked
That's
a lot.
Right.
Yeah. No, but... I don't know, dude. I just
BK says it was an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Like I said, a long, drawn-out, painful process.
I don't know, dude. Some chicks are just attracted to
you
it. Some chicks aren't. I don't know.
Fake it until
you make
it. You eat it.
Ooh.
That's right.
I don't
fake
think
it,
I could do it,
fake
dude.
It till you clam bake it.
Well, it's kind of like beer. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, see, I
know,
won't
so.
Drink beer because it tastes disgusting. If pussy tasted as nasty as beer,
yeah.
and I'm sure some do, I don't.
See, now I could
wouldn't
probably...
Drink it. Or eat it.
I could probably
or,
like
or lick it. Sorry.
I could probably mess around with another chick, but I couldn't eat her out. I could let her eat me out, but I couldn't.
You will
I'm a,
someday.
I'm
I
a
see
receiver.
You.
I don't give, but I'm a receiver. I'm a top.
Unless it tastes
she's
like
the butch.
Bacon
You're
or
my.
Something.
She's the butch. I told you. I fucking told you. I knew that shit.
I can't do it, dude. That's just like against my nature.
BK says agreed. The first time was a little weird.
Yeah, dude. I
little
don't
word.
Know.
A little word to your
pretty
fucking,
sweet.
We're a now, little awesome.
And I tried some stuff with like my best friend back in the day, and I love her to death, but dude,
I would
couldn't.
Probably pay money to have a video of that.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Was it during high school?
Yeah.
See, that's when all I'm telling you.
So
dude,
you're saying we need to start hanging out at the high school, Sean?
No, I'm just saying. I remember being a teenager and seeing high school girls do that kind of shit.
But
like,
that night we used a 5-gallon water jug
and
put it in a pool and made a gravity bong and swam up underneath it and got wasted drinking Everclear.
Sounds like a fucking party.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff that night. I also spray painted my buddy's bathroom
so
door.
Is that a yes? You have sent racy text to the wrong person. A simple yes or no was all I was really
I have
for.
Not, but I have gotten some but, cool ones.
Dude, there's never a simple yes or no on this show.
Clearly.
No,
it's
dude.
A loaded question.
That's why it's called the jam.
20% of Britons have managed to send racy text to the wrong person, and nearly 1 in 10 has been caught red-handed sexting.
Uh-oh. Sexting.
Now, what is sexting to you, Sean?
That song by Ludacris, and it's awesome.
It's kind of like
writing
foreplay,
a romance novel.
Foreplay before you actually go to their house.
Before you actually ever meet them, and then you feel really bad when you get there, and you're like,
it's like foreplay.
All that stuff I said I was going to do to you when I got here.
I changed my mind.
I totally just did my pants on the way over here.
You totally lied. You faked me out.
I don't know.
You punked me.
You punked me. So that's going on. Record. You punked me.
I don't know, dude. I can't get into that. When I had a boyfriend in Missoula,
normal chicks get
distance.
Into that. Why do you think normal chicks like reading romance novels? Women are more. They like the words and the reading of it. So if you can be like real smooth at the text you send, you can do anything you want in this world. As long as it has to do with banging chicks. Under 25s are the most careless, with 43% admitting to sending fruity texts to the wrong contact. Men and women were equally guilty, of course. We're all hoes. But I saw if you guys have an Android phone, if you use HandSent or any text messaging app that's not what came with it, there's comments. And there's a few comments that were like, this app sucks. It keeps sending text messages to the wrong person. And like when I read that, I'm like, I get all nervous. I'm like, what if it does that to me?
Ooh.
Now, I sent a text out today, not knowing who it was, trying to find out if it was somebody I used to fish with. But, you know, I never got a text back, so I don't think it was that person.
Probably not.
I was like, hey, is this the dude I know from out there?
Are you in that 43%?
And if so, text me back.
Please.
No, I just want someone to fish with.
Of course. Text and picture messaging has now become so second nature that people are less cautious, leading to messages frequently going astray. Have you ever gotten any text messages that weren't for you like that?
You know, I just want to say something about text messaging.
Say something.
It's a sign of the times, man. We have instant communication. And now, look,
I think it's
this
more...
story proves that it has become second nature. We talk, we yell, we text, we call. That's crazy, dude.
I like text because I don't really like to talk to people face to face.
It's uninterruptive. It's a new way of being polite. I could call you and you can stop what you're doing and answer my phone call and I can say, so what are you doing?
Right.
Or I could just fucking text you and you can get to it whenever.
Right.
You know?
And if you can't tell me what you need to tell me in under 160 characters,
that's
there's something fucking wrong with you.
Tweet me, because if it's more than what Twitter accepts, I'm not talking to you.
I really honestly can't stand talking on the phone unless it's like with my family that are illiterate fucking text messages.
Ainsby says it's a dirty trick to send one to your ex and then be like, oops, that wasn't for you. Sorry.
So what do you like? Do you like the texting or do you like the pictures?
No, I'm a male, so I'm more visual based.
Do you like
when
you get the pictures with the text?
I scroll down,
you're like, oh,
I
can
really
hot.
Give a fuck about the text, honestly. Which is weird because when I was younger, I was really into erotic stories and like writing them and reading them and stuff. But now, like, just send me a picture of your tits.
I like erotic comics.
And tell me you love me.
Those are
and
awesome.
And want to suck my cock.
What?
Send.
Wow, dude.
But no, I think
you
I do.
You are romantic.
I know. A key aspect of text messaging is that it allows a more detached method of communication. Maybe also a sign of the time, Sean? Are we more detached?
I think we are.
I agree. This was part of its initial popularity and a likely explanation for the large number of people willing to send out explicit content.
You know what? We are still deeper in touch, though, at the same time. It's weird. Like, we disconnect emotionally, but we connect factually.
Oh, hold on.
Now.
BK says, gotta love how pissy people look when they're staring at the menu after hours and the jam hole is on. The looks on the faces. Hey, put the fucking menu down and leave. They're closed. And she's got shit to do later with me. So, leave. Fuck. Anyway. The survey of 1,097 mobile phone users also revealed that 1 in 5 respondents failed to wipe their phones of personal content, such as contacts, messages, pictures, before selling, giving away, or recycling their phones. And you know what happens to all that content? It makes its way onto the internet.
Of course.
Of course. Where we all point and laugh at it and joke and...
Like, what was that...
Text from last night? That's
no.
Like,
what the fuck was... it happened to me, remember? Someone put a picture of me up on...
Oh, yeah. That's when you're a bitch to people too much. And then they, like, put naked pictures. You can't be really mean to people that have naked pictures of you. Like me, for instance. If
See,
you
I don't
just
care about the naked picture.
Me,
I just don't... I didn't want my number
I would make so much
there.
Money off of the pictures I have of you.
I just kill you, dude. That's the end of it. I'm sorry.
I must have missed something while I was gone.
What's that?
The whole naked picture thing.
No. The pictures have been there forever.
Oh.
Like when we first hooked up and when it was fun looking at her naked.
Now, a while back.
Before it got old and boring.
A
while back, I pissed off an ex's girlfriend or something, and she put naked pictures of me up on like 4chan with my phone number, and that was really gay. And yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Because we kind of did that to somebody else.
That was before I had like bunch
but
of
this
tattoos
was kind
of
unprovoked,
and I had long hair.
Which is why it was mean. It was totally unprovoked. And then we had everyone flood her fucking
Her phone is
with
totally shut off.
Text messages and voicemails and everything. It was fun.
Yeah,
but the internet is fun.
Yeah, if you ever put any of my shit out there, I will kill you, dude.
I'm just saying, don't be mean. Don't burn
and
bridges.
Nobody wants to see that video, man.
Don't burn. I watched that video for me. Don't burn bridges you might need to cross to get to where you're going in the future.
There's so much blood.
There is a lot of blood in that video, dude. Some of it's on the wall there still. Yeah. Sean was asking if I was going to get rid of your vagina blood.
Yeah, that's
not. Let's frame it.
That's very disgusting.
I would feel
I did tell him to frame it, but
that way
just
people
get
don't...
it off the fucking wall.
Is that fucking with your game?
What's wrong with you, man?
It's just kind of fucking gross.
You scared
honestly.
Of it?
It's
What's
dry,
up?
Dude.
It's way dried. It's not even blood anymore.
There's semen in that, too, by the way.
Totally. He totally painted it with his penis.
It was cool.
It was pretty cool.
It's a work of art, you know?
Yeah, it is. So it should be in a sealed...
I should
glass
make more.
Frame to preserve it forever and keep the fucking plague bacteria inside away from the
I man. Agree. All right, well, before we call it good here, I got another story Burger sent. This is pretty awesome. Police responded early Friday to a call of shots fired at a home in Roberts and found a man apparently hallucinating an attack by clowns. Killer clowns from fucking
outer space,
dude.
No
the
way.
40-year-old man armed with a shotgun had fired several shots in his mother's home. It also appeared that he fired a shot at his mother, who was dressed up like a clown, completely
it's
fucking
like,
with him.
Ring. Cardinal Mooney speaking.
Yeah.
Killer clowns, huh? And they're at your front door.
Pellets probably hit their windshield from the shotgun blast. Police arrived about 4 a.m. and surrounded the home. The man came to the door at one point and was yelling, yelling at what he could see in the yard, but there was nothing there. The man went back into the home and fired more rounds. See? Sean, where were you when the shit popped off? This is what I'm talking about. Killer clowns from outer space being hallucinated.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
Are you fucking
I'm serious.
Kidding me?
Sounds awesome.
It's really
Do you have
not.
It?
And I have it. But
well, but I've always
it was,
heard about it. It's called classic.
If you can take yourself back to the 80s when it was made, oh, yeah, fucking that and Robot Jocks. You watch them now.
What about Cujo? Remember Cujo?
I still love
Vaguely.
Killer clowns
about
from outer space.
Genetically engineered dog.
Vaguely.
I love killer clowns.
Do you remember
from space,
Man's Best Friend? Man's Best Friend also had a genetically engineered dog.
I'm Cujo, sorry, Cujo was the dog's
just,
name.
Thank you.
He was just a
or
big
maybe that's a different
badass
movie.
Dog.
Right. A dog snake.
He
man
was a
yeah, he was a
No, he was a big ass bull mastiff.
Dog
he,
bear lion fucking
Nah, he got like really huge. He was like 4 times the size of like me and like rocked a car and I don't really remember. Drooled a lot. Ate people.
pretty much what I remember.
Cut brake lines. Didn't that dog cut somebody's brake lines in that movie?
I have no idea.
He did.
I think it was the snake in him.
Remember it was the stepdad? He was like abusive or something, so the dog like bit his brake lines in half to kill him.
He was all trying to kill him the whole movie.
To protect the mom and the
fucking
kid.
Fucking Muttley.
Yeah.
The man went to the porch with a shotgun in hand and a bag of ammo around his neck. He did not respond to police commands. But after the man slipped and fell, deputies took him the fuck down. While being in the hospital, the man indicated he had taken a hallucinogenic drug. He said he believed that people dressed as clowns were attacking his mother's home. That sounds like kind of the plot to that movie Legion.
Hmm.
Except they're not clowns. I mean, they are, but they're not.
Right.
Like, they don't look right.
I actually like that Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Like,
yeah, I know.
They used to freak me the fuck out, dude. Like, the whole cotton candy people rolled up in it and the curly Q straw.
That was
and,
pretty gross.
And like, walking around and it's all like...
And, like, knocking
creepy.
Fools' heads off and shit.
All and right. Their faces are all
we'll
fucked
up. We'll do a whole
up.
Episode dedicated to that and Tank Girl just for you.
Sweet. Nice. We already did
horrible
a Tank Girl
movie
episode.
Taste.
You still haven't watched that.
Yeah,
so
I'm
should.
Not going to ever. Thanks. Yeah, he believed people dressed as clowns were attacking his mother's home. He had shot and killed a number of them. Uh-oh.
Really?
He said he also said he had shot dogs that were attacking him and that his mother had been shot and killed. He was not in touch with reality. No one was injured in the incident.
Clearly.
Right, except for him, I guess. The man who was visiting from Arizona is being held in a mental facility while he undergoes a psychological eval.
I almost went to one of those.
Yeah?
You know, I haven't been to one in a while. I'd like to go and see what they think.
Yeah, are you ready for a re-evaluation?
I would like to get psych evaluated and see what they have to say about me. If I'm, am I fucked up? Am I normal? It'd just be kind of cool to do.
They
hey,
just wanted to send me...
What's the prognosis, Doc?
Well, what do you think? How am I
cool?
looking? Up they, there.
They just wanted to send me to force feed me. Like, it wasn't like I was nuts.
You were
but,
dying.
Yeah.
You still kind of are.
No, I'm better.
Are you good?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Just trying to get my appetite back. That's about it.
Smoke
but
some weed.
They were either going to send me there or make me go to the hospital, and they were just going to...
Mainline it.
Yeah. So I was like, no, I'll drink something. I don't want any more debt. I'm good.
Oh, yeah, huh? That
yeah.
would have been nice.
How's, fuck that,
how's
dude.
How's job search 2010 going?
Yeah, I'm kind of relaxing for the moment.
Oh, that must be nice.
You don't
huh?
work. You
find
don't
somebody
work.
Else to pay your phone bill for you?
Hold on. You,
I
don't,
pay
you
it.
Don't work at
really?
The restaurant anymore?
No, we discussed that last
previous show.
Episode.
Listen back if
well,
you
sorry,
want to
sorry, nobody told
it.
Me. I was just asking.
Doesn't
I'll tell
even
you later.
Matter.
Okay.
But all right. Who's... phone just went off.
It was not mine.
Oh, okay. But,
it was mine. My bad.
Thank you.
Not what were we ball. Saying?
I just needed you to admit it. We're
no,
saying...
dude, I moved my phone back over onto my line, and it's only, like, an extra, like, $9 a month. So, actually, I really don't even
I
have to tell
have,
them, so
still,
they just keep paying it.
Good
and
for you.
I
still have a $180 phone bill from the month that you were actually still on it, so...
Oh, well, you said that you would keep paying for it until I got on my feet, so I used it.
Mm-hmm.
And I
you
took my upgrade.
You are a user. It's all right.
User
I'll take
and
it out
abuser.
Of your ass next month.
How?
Indonesian Muslims were told recently to change prayer direction. Jakarta, apparently you've all been praying the wrong way, and that is why God is so angry and has cursed your land to be a barren desert shithole wasteland full of AIDS. Indonesia's Muslims learned on Friday they have been praying in the wrong direction after the country's highest Islamic authority said its directive on the direction of Mecca actually had people facing Africa.
Wow.
We were praying to Africa, and that's why we're all full of AIDS now. Muslims are supposed to face the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia during prayer, and the Indonesian Ulema Council issued an edict in March stipulating westward was the correct direction from the world's most populous Muslim country. Now, my question is, you've been praying this whole time the wrong way, and shit still happened. Does it fucking matter?
No.
Is this proof that there is nothing because you were praying the wrong way and shit was still not mattering?
Kind of makes them seem kind of dumb.
You know? Think? Kind of makes me want to like, draw Muhammad.
Don't some of them, and I'm just saying some of them,
did
kill
that.
Over
yes,
that kind
did.
Of shit?
They, yes.
And then this whole time, is they're wrong.
They should all be killed. I fully agree
well,
with what you're saying.
I can't
I,
wait
we'll
until...
We'll leave that for them to decide.
I will leave that for me
I
to decide.
I can't wait until all of the religions just
kill each other?
Yeah.
Like our mice?
Yes.
That's going to be so epic.
And then all that's left are people like us.
So fucking epic.
I think the mice are going to have like a little Troy-style war, though.
They're going to
fucking mouse running around killing people and shit.
The little Trojan mouse trap rolls it in there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Sending a big piece of cheese on like wheels with like stuff inside of it that kills him.
That's, yep.
This is my gift to you.
The fucking rat traps.
Fucking Achilles and Hector go at it. The two mice heroes fucking
who is your warrior? I am here! That would be great. I would film that also.
Yes, you would. I know.
We need a peephole into the mouse world.
Maybe we should get, like, a little fiber optic camera.
I tried to record some audio of them so I could amplify the fuck out of it and burn a CD for the landlord because he says he doesn't fucking hear him. But, yeah, that didn't work.
I'm sorry.
I even had the mic up to a cup.
Are you serious?
All you could hear was the mic scratching around the cup because I couldn't fucking hold it straight.
Damn, are you serious? Straight. You actually try to
yes.
What if you use a styrofoam cup and
that
you
would
put the
probably
mic through the bottom?
Be the ticket.
Right it might
there.
Work.
That would
or
be
glass.
The ticket. Yes.
Glass would probably
no,
be better.
I was using glass.
Oh.
And plastic.
Oh.
Quote, but it has been decided that actually the mosques are facing Somalia or Kenya. See, the whole time they were praying to Africa. And look what happened in Africa.
Galactor says you just need to replace the wall with plexiglass.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It'd be
like
a
fucking
ant farm
yeah. dude. Oh,
man,
my God.
We could do that.
Dude, we have
I
to do
make
that.
That happen.
Dude,
but
how would you keep
you,
the mice
dude.
In there while you replace
and then
the wall?
We could backlit it. So for the show, you could see like our dancing New York Broadway mice show. Oh, dude.
It'd be like, dude.
Oh, man.
I would
set like Mr. Jangle. Mr. Jangles. It's going to Mouseville.
I would set the camera up in there all night.
You know
what?
Let's use this opportunity. Let's do this thing.
Let's do this thing.
We get some plexiglass. I'll make a
fucking. And then we'll get the landlord and be like, hey, we fixed it now. Yeah. And then we also need to soundproof it so I can't hear them anymore.
It's a fucking tourist attraction.
I'll
now,
feed
buddy.
Them. I will keep y'all as pets. You guys can fucking stay. You don't even have to pay rent. Just keep eating whatever it is the fuck you're eating in there. Stay away from my electrical, please. It's all the way to the
dude,
right.
We could like charge kids to come in here and see it, like school trips and
no,
shit.
No, this is a kid-free zone.
Yeah,
thank
nah.
You. Not by like order.
You know,
of the cops
I have fun.
Anything.
I don't live
whoa,
here.
Whoa,
fuck
wait.
You.
Yeah. Wait, I need to clarify. Yeah. Not because we can't. Like, we could have kids. Okay.
I mean, yeah. You know,
anyway.
Moving on. Or, you know, anybody.
So, yeah, they've been praying to Africa the whole time. And look at how much great things have happened there. Like, their prayers really paid off.
You know, I think most of the bad things that happened there were probably because of the white man.
You think so?
I think so.
I think all of the bad things that have ever happened are probably because of the white man.
Mainly.
And money. And greed.
I mean,
and
they share some of the blame over
and
there.
Hoes.
And people fucking monkeys.
Right. Yeah.
That happens.
Those were the black people.
Yeah, that wasn't us.
It wasn't us.
Whoa.
We can catch
take
your
that
disease,
hit.
But that wasn't us. Speaking of some good old wholesome racism, have you been watching the Boondocks lately?
A little bit,
and
yeah.
Did you watch the latest episode?
Which one's that?
Where the granddad finds this hot date, and Ruckus is like, she's gonna scam you, look at her, she's a nigga. It's what they do. And it was so fucking awesome.
I remember the one where it were, you know, a pimp named Slickback.
Yeah, no. He actually found a nice, like, she's actually nice
and
all.
She was
but
black
Ruckus
and
was
not like a hoe.
She's black. And then at the end, Ruckus totally, like, falls in love with her and shit. He's like,
he fell in love with the black chick?
Yeah, it was so funny.
Hey, guys.
It's so funny.
Amham says, I got a hookup for German mice. Are your mice Jewish?
Oh, my God. That would be epic.
Whoa.
We will start, we will get World War III.
Inappropriate.
Brewing. Right. A lot of Jews died. I mean, they are fucking annoying.
What? He's going to go out next to make a fucking video of him singing and dancing to I Survive.
That's right. I will survive. TheJamHole.com/PO Box. Send us something to kill those mice with. And drugs.
What?
Quote.
God.
It has been decided that you've actually been facing Somalia or Kenya, so now we're suggesting that people shift the direction slightly to the northwest. A little more.
A little bit.
A little bit more. They're like, but the sun's in our eyes there. That's why we were praying this way the whole time. It doesn't really matter what direction. If God's God, then it doesn't fucking matter, right, guys?
Pretty much, yeah.
Does it matter to your God? I mean, it matters if we draw him. I mean, God forbid. We can talk about it, but don't draw him.
And don't say his name on air.
Right.
Right.
Muhammad.
Ooh.
You punk pussy bitch.
Ooh. Better bleep
that
out.
I'll draw you, bitch. What? That's right. I went there. I'll draw him. I'll draw the fuck out of him.
You'll draw a really Muhammad. Cool stick figure with a beard.
That's right. I'll draw Jesus fucking Muhammad. I don't care. I'm going to do that right now. Finish the show for me.
Anyway.
So there's no need. Now, don't start going out knocking mosques down. There's no need, quote, to knock down mosques. Just shift your direction slightly during prayer. That's
a little
all.
Bit.
Because that little bit of a shift is going to make a world of difference. I see things looking up in wherever they are. Where do Muslims live? Muslimville?
All over the place.
All over the fucking place.
It's the fastest growing religion in the world.
Why? Why is religion growing?
I don't know.
Like, people, we know
people
things
are
now.
Lost these days,
we know
I guess.
Things now. We don't need that. Like, we can describe things. It's not God. It's other stuff.
Well, you know.
Like, come on.
It still might be God. We
well.
Just found out it's a little more complicated than what they said.
In, oh, right. Know, of course.
2,000 years ago.
Ridwan said Muslims need not fear that their prayers have been wasted, clearly, because they were facing the wrong way. Quote, their prayers will still be heard by Allah.
That's right.
Now, whether he answers those prayers or does anything or even exists is a whole other story. But, yeah, so... Nice job, Muslims.
I would not be a good Muslim.
I would
I'm
not,
really bad with direction.
I would not admit that. I would be like, guys, just between us, shift northwest 5 degrees. Just between us.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
let's do this quietly.
I wouldn't fucking tell anybody that shit, dude. Now it's like, oh, you guys were praying the wrong way, dummies.
Now they're like, oh, he's going to smite us.
Oh, no.
Ah, whatever. Fuck religion,
like
dude.
Like I said, it didn't matter out. Doesn't matter there. Doesn't matter.
I'm so over
all right, well,
that.
Anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Not
I don't
really,
know.
Dude.
Are we good?
I think we're good.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Jake. Will you say your welcome into the mic there just one last time?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
For real, man.
Hey, what's your MySpace for people to find you if they want to take you out on a
you
date?
You know. They want to get raped.
If you want to get raped, hit Jake just, up on MySpace.
He's just type in Jake Jarvis on MySpace. You'll
that's
find
right.
Him.
You'll get him and Jeff Jarvis's programming son.
That's right.
So
I know Jeff. Jake, the other one.
You know him. He knows him. That's amazing.
Okay.
I just want to say happy Friday, everybody.
Hey, happy Friday. You ready to go out and get wasted?
Go out and get you some.
All right. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, 406- 8481 sex 406-204-4687. Text one, call the other. It doesn't matter. We'll see you tomorrow for the hot box. Saturday.
Today's Friday. Wait.
Tomorrow's Saturday, and we're doing the hot box on Tuesdays and Saturdays now. So.
Oh, I
right,
didn't know that.
Thursday is rap night.
Because Thursday's rap night, so
we're
we
not
do
changing
it
that shit.
So
that's essential.
And also date night if I need to bitch out on rap night and go on a date. So it's
kay.
Either or. But Tuesdays and Saturdays.
I really don't want to.
Tuesdays and Saturdays was when the hot box is going to be. So check that shit out. Parties, September 25th, September 18th. If you guys want to come hang out for that, should be a good time. We'll hang out in the park and fish and do whatever. So.
Fish? You?
No, well, right. They will fish if they want to. I will probably just be smoking pot and hanging out.
Well, I will see you fuckers on Monday.
I will make you guys laugh. Thank you, Sean. Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.